next, we've got Richard Coyte from Thriving South. And good afternoon, Richard. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Chris.
That's the way. Lovely day out there.
It is. It's actually come out, compared to what the forecast was saying, it's actually a very nice day.
Yeah, and a wee bit of sting this morning, but it's, well, yeah, it's blazing sun here, which is awesome. All right. Yep. On with it, I suppose. So you're wanting to talk about the Scarletti report findings. Is it Scarletti, if I said that right?
Yeah, that's right. It was a piece of work, sort of, there's a lot of work happening in the catchment. There's a lot of projects. And we're saying, you know, so what are the keys around success? And so we got an outside organisation, which is Scarletti, to come and talk to those on the ground that are, you know, like farmers and the communities and the people driving the project, to see, you know, what they thought were the key fundamentals, which has been quite fascinating that they're all pretty, they're all aligned. So, that's where that's come from. So we got them to look at some of the major projects we've been working with. There's one on the Balfour catchment. There's a landscape resilience one, Matara catchment, and the Edendale Aquifer Group, which has been a fascinating piece of work, and then carbon neutral Dipton, which was done a couple of years ago. Yeah,
you're right. And what's the study revealed, and what any main factors around the projects and being successful?
Well, I suppose what the key indicator of success has been with them all is that they've owned the project. You know, it's been ground up, hands-on science, so that people can see, you know, what actually matters to them. Having people that work with them that make their lives easier, because, you know, farmers are always, they've got a full-time job. So when you're working on projects, you need people that you can trust and work with, that builds trust across the community.
Yep.
But also, actually, I suppose, listening to people and incorporating those ideas, so it's a genuine ground-up build. Community ownership, so that's non-negotiable. And it's patience pays off, which is sometimes people rush to do things and communities don't, they run at their speed. Probably aligns with the agricultural calendar.
Surely that too shows everybody that it's just not like flicking a switch. There's no on off. It's something that you're going to see the benefits of 6 months, 6 years, 60 years down the track, aren't you?
Oh, and that's right. And some of this work's come out of, these communities and farmers have been thinking about this stuff, like the Balfour area. You know, that's been they've been thinking about their water quality challenges for 20 years, but there's been no real understanding around that at a science level. And that's what people want, because if you're going to commit to investing managing some of your challenges, you want to know that you're going to be working with the right stuff. And the Balfour will be, you know, they've been chipping away for 20 years, but now they've probably got more information than anybody around what that looks like. Yeah.
So they're a very good example of what and why these catchment groups have popped up, aren't they?
Oh, certainly are. And then I suppose the Edendale Aquifer Group, that was a group that started with one pilot study on a farm, looking at all the science and the information, and they've taken that, and they're just extending it across the catchment. But it's and that's why it's got to be, you know, you've got to really work with the farmers and give them the, you know, they pick the ball up and run once once they've got the information. So and I think that's the success to all the projects that we've run, is they're genuinely owned by the community and the farmers, dealing with the issues or the challenges that they want to deal with, that they see the priority in their catchment. And I have said to people before, I've never seen a group look at what the challenges are and go and do something else.
Which would be a bit crazy.
And that's it's actually putting trust in those people that at the end of the day, they're the ones affected, they're the ones that want positive outcomes, you know, the low footprint but financially resilient model. And that's what we're seeing these groups working with and working on.
Which creates buy-in in itself, doesn't it?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Yeah, without, it's about not coming and saying, we've got a deal for you, and here's the answer, which quite often doesn't align with what the community knows about their own area. Yeah.
So what else you got coming up on the horizon for Thriving Southland?
We've got a podcast continue to come out month by month, and really good listenership there. So if people want to hop on, listen to some of those podcasts, which we talk about some of these projects, and we talk about where they're at and where they're heading and how people have grown them. Then we've got our AGM coming up in a couple of months. In the project space, we're seeing, got some funding around starting sort of in the wetland space. So once you've got your information, you know best place for planting and what that looks like, we've got a bit of funding there, so we're getting some applications in there. So we're actually seeing, the community's done and the farmers have done these science projects, and now they're looking to how do we invest in that and how do we build that. So, exactly. And I suppose that's what this report has basically said, the fundamentals are, giving the community the information they need and they want. So they've got confidence going forward, and I suppose that's been the success factors for all of our projects.
Yeah, well, it's getting the exposure, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh no, well, that's awesome, Richard. I think we're probably pretty well done for time here. So thank you very much again for your contribution, and Andy will be back in touch for the next time.
No, thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
Cheers.